In chapter 12, we look at real estate companies. We're looking at everything up until this point at the individual property level, individual asset level. And for people who love being close to the property, this has been interesting stuff. For people who don't love corporate finance, this is the point of transition where suddenly we're not talking about a property so much anymore. We're talking about a company. Now we're talking about GAAP. For some people, their eyes start to glaze over. Mine in particular. I love talking about property level stuff. So that said, this is how the business works. And as people scale businesses, they form property operating companies and development companies. And so the question is the company worth more than the sum of its parts? It can be, or it can be worth less. And you give the example of English companies based in the UK, where they're taking safe cash flow streams and essentially destroying some value by putting those safe cash flows into risky developments. That said, we need to put a value on a company. So what are the main challenges in valuing a real estate company?
Well, interesting, you were talking about your background in the property side. I came the other way. I had spent the first 15 years or so of mine not in real estate, but in companies, bag companies, manufacturing companies, and so forth. So for me, it was the reverse. I found it, quote, relatively easy to think about companies and relatively hard to think about the asset, right? Let's face it, the hardest thing to figure out about a company is its future prospects beyond its current assets, right? And you can basically state that is the value of management, right? I've got the assets. This is no different for real estate than anything else. I've got the physical, I've got a factory, I've got a whatever, right? Trucks and so forth. Well, in real estate, I have buildings, but I think there's value beyond that. You think there's value at Amazon beyond their warehouses and their systems because you believe they're going to continue to grow because management's going to come up with new ideas that are profitable. The challenge in real estate is it's very capital intensive and less idea intensive. So the value creation of management, even really great management, is small compared to the assets you have to deploy to do it. And that's always been the frustration, which is management can add value and it's great, but the extra value of management is small because the demand of the capital is so large. I need to have a building there. That's a great idea. It's a value-adding idea, but now I need $600 million to just build the building, right? So the hard part is, what is management worth? And there are periods where you look at it and you might say, I think the assets are worth more than the company. And you say, well, why don't I sell it? And you go, well, because I think management's an asset. The flip of that is, well, maybe the reason it looks like the parts are worth more than the whole is because I haven't correctly analyzed the parts. And in fact, the whole may be worth more, and I'm overestimating the value of the parts. And I'll not know it until I would be to try to harvest it. And so the frustration is, you believe you can look to the assets for comfort, but there's enough variability in your estimate as a very great professional of what, 5% on the value? And management may only add 3 or 4 or 5%. So the margin that value add is of management is around the magnitude of your, I could be wrong on my asset values. And it makes it harder. Whereas if you're in a, you know, if you're, and take an extreme case, if you look at Amazon, you know, the only thing people are betting on is the management, right? They're not betting on their assets, they're betting on the management. So by the way, they could be wrong about the value of the assets, but that's small compared to what they believe management can add. That's the challenge. It's what I find makes it fun though.